Elena Lamaki thought she'd seen all possible remote learning blunders. But then, as the kindergarten teacher at Villa Cresta Elementary School in Parkville was preparing for a virtual parent-teacher conference, she learned of the attacks.
I think if it had been any other year, my panic level probably would have been a lot higher. Honestly, I was like, oh, of course there's a cyber attack.
She and other teachers are shut out of their grading portals, emails, and even their phones.
I don't know how we're going to navigate this. My hope is that we will be able to get back into our virtual world as soon as possible. I don't know.
Imagine if thieves snuck into school headquarters, packed up every single document, and then put those files in a warehouse only they can access. That's how ransomware works. It encrypts systems, and only the hackers have the key. Avi Rubin is a computer science professor at Johns Hopkins University. He says while it's too early to say for certain, the attacks look serious.
I don't think it's completely out of the question that we may not be able to finish out this year if we can't get back online in the next several weeks.
Schools are not traditional ransomware targets, but as many remain online, Rubin says hackers have more opportunities to infiltrate their networks.
Everybody is now using either Zoom or Microsoft Teams or some form of remote communication, and that includes students learning in school.
There's been at least 30 ransomware attacks on schools since the pandemic began. This one has left more than 115,000 children who can't enter their classrooms due to the virus without a way to learn. At a news conference this afternoon, County Superintendent Daryl Williams said he's unsure when exactly online classes may resume.
We'll be provided updates to the senior leaders of this county, as well as the board, and then we'll determine those next steps. We don't know at this point of a timeline, but we are listening to our experts to guide us in their proper manner.
The county is working with investigators from the FBI. Officials say they'll follow advice from cybersecurity experts who advise against paying ransom. Williams declined to provide any specific ransom details. Lamaki, the kindergarten teacher, says she can't believe she's nostalgic for virtual learning of all things.
I miss my kiddos. We get excited to see each other every day. And even though they're only seeing each other virtually, when one student is absent, they ask, why aren't they on the screen? Or they send virtual hugs to each other through the screen. So my hope is that we're back on as soon as possible.
The attack is the region's second in less than 2 years. In May of 2019, a similar ransomware attack halted Baltimore City's digital government services, such as water bill payment portals and lien systems. It cost the city millions of dollars to recover. Baltimore County government systems do not appear to have been compromised at this time. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.